Senators on both sides of the gay marriage debate predict the constitutional amendment will pass the Senate, but the director of the gay rights group Action Wisconsin says he still hopes to sway supporters of the proposal to change their minds. Chris Ott says the strategy is to highlight the impact the amendment will have not just on marriage, but on civil benefits that gay couples already have access to.
What it really is it rules out any kind of comprehensive recognition or protection for lesbian and gay couples. That means no marriage rights, no civil unions. It can even be used against domestic partner health insurance benefits. It's incredibly broad, and there are only three states in the whole country that have taken a step this drastic.
I think they're reading more into it than there actually is.
Republican State Senator Alan Lassay says he'll vote for the amendment when the Senate takes it up. He blames both gay activists and the courts for making it an issue that lawmakers are now forced to address.
Legislators, the public, more importantly, has been pushed into this and dragged into this issue by courts and by those individuals who have determined to make this a huge issue. I think our society has come down and decided that there's an all-out attack on the American family, and I think this is a part of that.
If the Senate approves the measure next week, the debate will not end. Both houses must vote on it again next year before it goes to a statewide referendum. But Democratic State Representative Jim Cruiser says before voters weigh in on the matter, a compromise that pleases both sides may still be possible.
What we may have is a court decision between now and then that talks about civil unions, not to legalize gay marriage, but rather to allow people to have a workable and reasonable situation with civil unions.
The current language in the amendment rules out civil unions, and so far efforts to modify it have failed. But Cruiser says as the debate continues, cooler heads may prevail. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.